We want you to tell us about your transit experiences, if you don't mind. Five survey questions.
That's the sound of William Walker, hard at work as a community organizer for San Francisco transit riders. It's one of three jobs that he has so that he can save up enough money to fulfill his dream of buying a home in San Francisco.
I don't ever remember having to work 7 days a week in San Francisco to stay afloat.
Walker was born and raised in the city and rents an apartment in Lakeview. He's lived in this unit for 10 years and is hoping to eventually buy it from his landlord. It's only a short drive away from his mother, Bertha Canty.
This is where I grew up. Hi, Mom.
Canty, who is Black, moved to California from Newark, New Jersey in 1969 to escape violence and racism in the city. She says that she fell in love with San Francisco early on.
God's most beautiful city I ever seen in my life.
Walker's mother wanted to be a homeowner in the city, but could never afford it. Today, rising costs for necessities like food and gas are creating similar affordability issues for her son.
My gasoline last night was $6.49 a gallon. Gas was $4 last year.
According to a May report from the U.S. Department of Labor, inflation has risen by 5% in the Bay Area over the past year. Energy costs, which include gas prices, have increased by 31.1%. On top of that, the Federal Reserve has increased interest rates in response to inflation, making mortgages more expensive. Realtor Miriam Wells says that this can force buyers like Walker out of the market.
Because some people by nature will fall out because it becomes too expensive to carry that monthly mortgage cost.
Despite these challenges, Walker is prepared to keep working towards his dream. Not just for himself, but for his mother.
If I'm priced out of San Francisco, who takes care of my mom?
For the Hearst Journalism Awards, I'm Aurora Berry.